Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry, bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Praise the Lord, beloved in Christ, for joining us today. This is Rose Nabia, bringing you a word of God from Daughter of Zion World Ministries and Foundation, a multimedia ministry of God. Stay tuned as we bring you this word. Today, our word or message is called Make a Move. Get out there, ask the word. You will make it. It's a word to encourage you, our beloved and people of God out there, who are in wait of a miracle or for something to happen to them. But it is time that we as Christ's body should wake up and be blessed in the Lord and not sit down and wait for something to drop from the sky. But we have to act on the Spirit of God that speaks to us every day. Before we continue, I want us to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning. I bless your holy name. Be thou exalted, O God. You are holy. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy to be praised. You are marvelous, O God. The things you do marvels us. And if you have to count them all, we cannot finish counting them. You are so faithful. You are glorious, O God. Receive your glory this morning. I worship you. I magnify you. And I thank you for the life of my people who listen to my messages. Thank you, Lord, for them that support me, O God, in various ways. O Lord Jesus, I thank you for my friends around the world and for my media and for what you are doing in my life and for this ministry. I thank you, O God. Grant me the wisdom this morning, O Lord. Grant us understanding, them that will listen to this message. Let them envision that word that is coming, that they may wake up and bless your name and let their light shine, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the words that proceed from my mouth this morning be yours, O God, and not my own. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your Holy Spirit come, O God. I can go without you. I can do without you this morning. Let your Spirit speak. I have written the word, the message, by you, O God, will finish what I will say. Thank you, Lord. I commit my spirit, my body, my mind, my soul, and my life, O God, in the blood of Jesus. I commit myself in thy hand, O God. Have your way this morning as we bring this message to our listeners in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord God Almighty. Amen. Thank you, beloved, for joining us on Blog Talk Radio or for listening wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, I bless you and be blessed with this message. And the message is, it's not a title, it's a message, it's a phrase. It's a continuous sentence that I said, make a move. It means make a move, do something. As Christians, get out there, act on something, act on the Word of God. The Word of God says He will bless you. And as Christians, we have been blessed. We are really blessed. When you look at what we have, the Bible has so much blessings, but many a times we are sitting on our blessings. If the Lord has given you an idea, are you sitting on it or you are doing it? It's very sad that many, we are going to church without no results. We are going to church and still blaming and very, very nothing productive comes out of a lot of people. Just go and shout, praise the Lord, and then the year will go by with no results. The year will come and pass with the same person, even though they have prophesied about you. But you have to act on it. The Lord speaks to you. If you are born again and you communicate with the Lord in prayer and in the Word, you understand that He will give you visions. He will give you the talents in you will be burning for you to do it. So this is the time, and that is what we mean by make a move. Make a move on the idea the Lord has given you. Get out and look for help. Act on the word of God. The word says, I will make you plenty. Because you serve me, He will make your years pleasurous. He will bless you. And He descends on you every day. He gives you understanding. You know that you have a great insight of something that you do best. It's not just education, anything that you're doing that your soul feel happy about it. But you are sitting down waiting, maybe waiting on your community, waiting on your government, waiting on somebody else. But there's something you can do about it. If you start doing it, then the Lord will do what? Will finish His part. And our word is coming from John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. And I read, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes it, so that it bear more fruit. Hallelujah. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes it, so that it does what? It bears more fruit. Our Lord desires and wishes that we prosper. It is not the will of God that we go to church and do praise the Lord every day, and still years are coming by, and we are getting old, and still sitting in the old promises with no evidence of the word coming to pass. It is something you have to do. It is not going to drop on you from heaven. If it's something you have to start investing with your own personal money, you have to start so that the world may see and join you and help you. You can't sit down and wait for anybody. You make the start. If it is $2, you have to divide $1 and save to purchase a machine to start your own thing. Start it. And then the Lord will bless you. He will make your ways prosperous, because that's what He says. And in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, He said, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul does what? Prospers. So that is the wish of the Lord for us. He wished that even as we are born again in spirit, speaking in tongues and praying for people and seeing no results, if it's not His will that we become stagnant and sit down and be complaining. It is time to pick up. That's what I put it. They say, pick up your mat and walk. Just stop, do it, and stop complaining and blaming. It is time that we have to arise and glorify the name of our Lord. If you want to bless the Lord, there's something you can do. Don't just wait for some millions of dollars to drop on you. If you have a penny, share that penny for that idea inside you. Invest it. If you have to fast on and use that little money to start something, you can start something, and the Lord will bless you, because that is His wish for you. There is nobody who does something for the Lord that does not get blessed. If you start it, He will bring help. You'll be surprised how much help. You think that you can do it. You are afraid, and some people also unfortunately meet wrong people, wrong counselors. Stay away from them. So if it's the Lord's will that you have a talent, you can sow, or you can do something very good to glorify your name, the name of the Lord. That He created you and He made you and He has endowed you with gifts. You act on it. He will bless you. That is the will of the Lord. It says in Jeremiah 29:11 also say, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Hallelujah. So he wished that we be blessed so that we glorify His name. And that is how it should be. It is time. Get out, make a move, take a step out there, ask the word, ask the prophecy, the thing that the Lord has given in you, that is burning in you, that you are sitting on it for years. You have not made a move. Do not share it with wrong counselors. Get out there, look for help, ask questions how you can start it. If you have to fast 5 days to get that money started, you have to start it with your own money. You can't always get something dropping on you, but you have to make a move so that the world will believe you, or your helpers will believe you and help you. So that is the time. Don't sit down and become poor that the world will laugh at us. We are supposed to be poor, very, very rich. We are blessed, but we are sitting, most of us have sat on our blessing and are still sitting on our blessing. I refuse to sit on my blessing. I am a blessed child of God, and I will be blessed forever because the Lord blesses and add no sorrow. And I will act on it, which I encourage you to also act on the word. Pick up your mat. It is time. Pick up our mat and walk instead of complaining and blaming and waiting on somebody. Instead of putting all our hope in some government that are not yet ready or something, pick up your mat and do something. Contribution. Do something in your family that will bring the glory to your word, to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 13 and 12 and to 16 said that, that if we are the salt of the world and the salt loses its taste, well, what will be the taste? It will no longer be good for anything but for to be put on foot for men to trample on it. We have to make the world salty. It's a season that we have to wake up and shake off the laziness, shake off the complaining and blaming game. Don't complain. When Jesus told that man in the pool of Bethesda, he said, do you want to be healed? And the man started complaining. Just wake up. Just do it. You want to prosper, and then you are saying, oh, I don't have money. No, just pick up your mat and walk. He said, pick up your mat and walk. Just do it as he has said. Just get up. This is a phrase that it's a word of God, but that's the only phrase I could find for this message. It is time that we pick up our mat and walk. Just pick up your mat and do it. Go out there. If you are telling your vision or your dream to somebody and they are telling you it's too big, you don't need them in your life. You don't need people to tell you your dream is too big. No, there's nothing beyond the sky. There's nothing that you can do except you cannot reach the sky. You may have nothing on this earth that you cannot do. You will do it as long as you abide in the word of God, as long as you want to do this to glorify the name of your Father. It is possible. Everything is possible. It's everything. There's nothing that man, if you set your mind on it. I heard this phrase, I was listening to the news or some commentary somewhere, and the person said the most difficult thing in life is to make the difficult thing easy. So if you set your mind to it that you are a child of God, you are the salt of the world, and you do not want to lose your taste, not just being holy and staying and doing everything right and not seeing prosperity, don't close your arms and sit on the couch day and night and expect some miracle to come. You go to church every day, the Lord will bless you. Yes, the blessings is there. Because you are prospered. 3 John 1, 2 make me it clear to me that, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospered. Our soul, when we are born again, our soul is prosperous because our soul has been redeemed. We are blessed. We have the Holy Ghost baptism every time we speak or pray, and it's so sweet. But the physical manifestation of the blessing is for us to do what? Act on the word. So if you have something, you have to get up and do it and not sit down and wait for the world to bring it to you. You go out there and fetch it. There's nothing. If you determine in your heart that you will make it, surely you will make it. And the word of God is a light. It will guide you. You will be marvelous how things will be working for you. If you sit on it, you will take it to the grave. I mean, people have shattered their dreams and taken it down to the shell. But this is the time. We don't want to waste talent and waste economies and waste money. You are a solution to something in your community. Why don't you get up and walk? Just get up and do it. You can make it. There is nothing impossible. You are a chosen generation. There is nothing impossible for you. Pick up your mat and walk this day so that your Father may be glorified. And Matthew 5:14, thereabout, it says, you are the light of the world. If the light loses its taste, what if no one lights a light and put it on under a basket? But they put it on a lampstand so that it may shine. Therefore, let your light shine so that all men will see your good works and do what? And glorify your Father. I'm still looking for it, but that is what it is. That we have to let our life shine as Christians. People think going to church means you come back and you just go and praise God and nothing happens. When you praise God, something has to happen. And the things that happen, God communicates to you every day. He communicates to you how much beautiful you are, how much great you are, the talent in you burn. He speaks to your spirit. But most, we are wasting it. Some are wasting it. They don't want to hear the word. They don't want to hear and listen and act on the word. Acting on the word is performing the talent and the gift in you. Doing your own thing. Get up there and do something to glorify the Lord. No more complaining. Just do it. If you have a talent, get out there, seek help. There are so many resources that people have. And there's no good person in the Lord that you will tell that I can do this, or I am able to do this business, or I'm able to make this craft, that they will not help you. They will support you, because that goes a long way to glorify your God, your Father in heaven. If you're a Christian, listen to me. And even if you're not a Christian and you are in the world, you are not a born-again person. It goes to the same way. Do something productive. Because what John 15:1-2, that's what it said. It said, my Father is a vine dresser, and I am the vine. If any branch, we are the branches. If we do not bear fruit, the Father does what? He cuts us off, the vine, so that the vine will regrow again. But if any branch bears fruit, the Father will do what? He will prune us so that we will do what? We will grow well. So it's biblical, but it's just like a farmer who crops his farm, and when he go and see wheat around it, he will take the wheat off so that the real wheat will do what? Will grow well. So this is how it means. When you lay your hands on it, the Lord will bless you. Whatever your hand findeth to do, that you do it well, and the Lord will bless you. This is true, and it is perfect. If you do it, the Lord will come in. No one, the Lord will not forsake you for doing something good. For not stealing, you are being the righteous. For not corrupting and robbing and deciding to use your own mind to bring success to your life, the Lord will bless you. I have never seen, the David says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. The Lord will never forsake his righteous, and especially the people who do things for him, to glorify his name. So if you want your light to shine, if you want to do something creative, productive, produce fruit. Go out there and bear fruit. If you abide in Jesus Christ, you bear fruit. If you abide in him, you listen to him and do and act on the talent and the gift that he has given to you. So this morning, be encouraged that there is nothing that you cannot do that the Lord has not given. The Lord has already given the resource. It's for us to just get up and walk, pick up our mat and walk. That is what it is. Get up. Get out there and do something about the gift that the Lord has bestowed in your heart. The Lord has bestowed good gift, good talent, good wisdom. He grants you the wisdom. If you study, you'll be surprised how you marvel how you can do so many things, or people will look up to you, or children, young people who never expected you could make it, will do what? Will look up to you. So this message this morning is just to tell you that the Lord cares about you. The Lord cares so much that he says, even as we are redeemed spiritually, he wished that we be in good health. Therefore, sickness is not the will of God. Sickness is not the will of God. If you are putting on food and things that does not bring good health to you, you will fall sick yourself. If you are becoming an addict or doing something that will give you bad health, it is your own cause. It is not the will of God that we be in bad health. It is the will of God that we be in good health, because that is what 3 John 1:2 says. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper even and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So that this message, this word in 3 John 1:2 and John 15:1-2, I connected, because the Lord wants us to prosper. If we do something good, he will prune us so that we will do well, we will grow well. If he says he wish for us to prosper, then we have to prosper both spiritually and physically. Let our blessing be what? Be made manifest to men. The Lord loves us to prosper, and let our light shine both physically and spiritually, so that by our good deeds and our testimonies, the world may bear witness and come to the light, which is Jesus. Who is the light? The light is Jesus. He is the only way, the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. So if we want the world to see the light that shines in us, our tongues that we speak every day, if we want to see that we are powerful and we have born and made joint heir with Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is very rich, then we have to get up. We don't have to sit down and be so lazy again. Laziness is the things of the past. Failure is the thing of the past. Do not even entertain the word failure because it's impossible. Failure to the children of God is impossible. If you say you can do it, then you are saying it because out of your mouth you will create what you will be. Do not create negative things with your mouth. Whatever you say with your mouth will be done because this world is spiritual. You proclaim goodness and prosperity, the Spirit of God will take goodness and prosperity and do it. If you proclaim with your mouth you are poor, then the evil will take it and make sure you become poor. I am not poor. I refuse poverty. I refuse failure. I will never fail because my Jesus never fails. That is my mindset. So set your mind to the things of God. As you're doing it spiritually and doing good, do something for your life. Wake up. Shake it off. Shake up. Just pick up your mat and walk because we can make it. We can make it and be the ones that are blessing the world and be the ones that are restoring the nations and be the one that the world will come and seek and say, oh, this our God is really true, so that they will also glorify our Father in heaven. So that is the word. So are you sitting down on the ideas and knowledge and the Lord has given you? Or you doubt succeeding, I dare you to take a step out there and do it. And he who gave you those productive ideas will lead you to success so that he will glorify his name. Act on the word. Make a move. Go out there and be fruitful so that all will see and glorify your Father in heaven. This same word is in Matthew 5, verses 6. So go out there. Let your works be known. Let the world know that you are blessed. You are actually being productive to your nation, to your community, to your nation. Don't get to a finishing point where you get kicked out in a homeless situation. Do something. If you are losing your hours and you do something with your hands that you can start doing with your little paycheck, start it and create some resource, supplemental income, something that will benefit you. Not just benefiting you yourself, but you will not beg because the children of God does not beg. The children of God does not sorrow. We do not beg. We should. That is not our portion. Our portion is to live in prosperity and be in good health. So if in both ways, if God wished that we be in good health, so if you're doing something to your soul, eating food, eating medication, eating certain things, drinking drugs and those things, that will make your life horrible, then it is not the will of God and it's not the Lord who has forsaken you. It is you who has forsaken yourself. If you have been in some lifestyle that will not glorify the Lord but bring ill health to your body, then it is not the will of God that you are sick. You have caused your own ill health. So it is time, repentance in our heart. Just wake up. So because we have sat down too much. The Christian body has sat down too much. Many, many have broken through with revelations, with a revelation that the Lord is not about just going and coming back, going and coming back, and years come by. When you pray, your prayer should be answered. When you go and you praise the Lord, you must be blessed because he says, if you serve me, and I'll bless you. So the blessing is the voice that he speaks to us. It is not a physical something that is going to drop from the sky to you, that I'm dropping millions to you. Lay your hands on it so that it will then grow. Because he says, if you bear fruit, then I will prune you. So start the thing that the Lord has given you. Your heart desire to do something. Look out there. If you think the people you roam with or your friends who you roam with, they will kill that dream, do not tell them. Get out to a professional out there. Call on the phone, Google. Resources are so much that I wonder how people, it's all because we have refused to learn or refused to know or refused to rise. It is time for us to just get up. Get up. Ask questions. Look for better resources, better ideas, people who are already knowledgeable that will help you. We have organizations that just give free counseling. I mean, free stuff. It's so marvelous that I see this. I say, oh, my God, all this is available for you to take. Add it to your talent. If there's something you want to do, there are communities that serve you. So So you can go lay up your idea. Maybe that idea or that profession or that talent is the one that will help your nation prosper. I don't know wherever you may be, but it is time that the people of God just wake up and walk. Pick up our mat and walk. Stop the complaining game. Stop the blaming game. It is too much. It is things of the past. Just do what is in the word of God. The word of God is for doing. The word of God I put as a verb. A verb is English grammar. And a verb in the English grammar means that it's an act. It's a word that you must act on. It's a doing word, so to put it. So a verb is a doing word. And I want to say that the word of God is like a verb. It must be done. It's an action word. It's a continuous process. It's an action word. So if you love God as you claim you love God, what are you doing for yourself, for the people inside your church? I cry a lot. I'm saying, oh, so all these people are in this church. They don't have jobs. They don't have this. And people are just sitting down. No one, after praise the Lord, close the church. That's it. What are you doing for your people inside your church? Are you gathering them to help them get to this, to a job or connect them? You have to make a move. It is a time that people have to just sacrifice their time. It's not about your government will do it. No, because the people who you worship with are hungry. How are they going to pay their tithes? How are they going to look after their children? Before we know, crimes are rising. Crimes are rising. People are snatching people's bags. People are stealing with knives. And guns. We don't want that. Let us, our light shine. Let our light so shine, because we are the salt. We don't want to lose our taste no more. Help somebody. Make a move. Take a step and bless somebody. Be a blessing to your church folks. It's not about your you have so much people in your church and there's no prosperity. No. Let people see the light in the people, in the sheep that the Lord has given you, if you're in ministry. If the Lord has given you people, you shepherd. Make sure from the church to their house, they are blessed. Help them, because a lot of church folk now are so unemployed, so deprived, so broken, and so much emotionally in distress. Help. Help them. Bring ideas. Gather them. What can this person do? How can you contribute in the church towards somebody's talent? How can you do this for towards a child's talent? How can the church do this? So little contribution will help the church body and bring glory to our Father. If you truly love God, this is the truth, and I am saying it to the glory of my God. This is the word of God. And this is how it should work. It is the truth, the light, and the way. So let our light shine. Be the light. Be the truth. Be honest and not gaining things for your own self alone and for the church alone. The church is the people in it. The body of the people are the church. Their heart is the church. So if their church, the body, is suffering, they lose hope in our God. So if you are in ministry, you are whatever, you are listening to me this morning, I encourage you as a man of God, as a woman of God, to take part of this. Take part of this move. I say take a move. Make a step. Get out there. Ask the word and you will succeed. That is the word of God. You will surely succeed, because the Lord will not forsake you. For his name's sake, he will restore you and he will not forsake you. For his name's sake, he will lead you in the path of his way so that you will glorify his name. Yes, that is the word of God. Don't just prophesy in people's life and then see them struggling. They go home and they are complaining. They are complaining to come back to church again. Exactly, this is what is happening. So if you are a true man or woman of God, you know this is what's happening right now in our economies. So get up, help, do something inside your church that people will have food to eat. People not just donating food to them, but bringing something that is permanent. You say teach someone how to fish so that they will fish for themselves. Find a way to bring somebody's a talent or something they were doing that you think it can benefit them financially and bring glory to their heart and make their soul comfortable. Do it. Help them. Help them. And this is the word of God that came to you from Daughter of Zion World Ministry on Blog Talk Radio. And I play this song to you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord touch your heart as you have listened to this message. May the Lord encourage you. John 15, verse 1 and 2, that's what I read. And 3 John 1, 2. Let's do this work. Let our light so shine. Rise up, chosen people of God. It is not for us. It is not the will of God that we will be sick or we will be in bad health or we will go poverty. Poverty is not our sin. It is not the will of God that we go borrowing. No, it is not the will of God. When you look at Deuteronomy 28, chapter 1 to about 15 there, that is the promise of God for us. If you are a believer of Christ, this is your reward, that he will prosper you in your going out in your blessing. So he says, go. When he was blessing Abraham, he said, move. So we have to make a move. So understand me that I say, pick up your mat and move. Just do it. We have to act. You can't sit in your father's house. You can't sit on the dreams that the Lord is giving you every day, every night. He's giving you great visions, and you are sitting on it. You are not looking for help. You are not looking to start it. Please make a move. Get out there, act the word, and you will succeed. I encourage you, and I want to challenge you to pick up your mat and walk and stop complaining. The Lord has given you the visions. It's not a physical thing, but we deal spiritually. He has given you everything. You go to every prophet, they tell you, the Lord has blessed you. But there's something you must do to let it come to pass. Your part is act with your body. The Lord used our body to bless his name. So use that body to act on the word. Go out there, get the resource. Talk to people who will counsel you in the right way. Talk to people who have already done it. People who will not discourage you. People who discourage you, if you tell it and people discourage you, walk away. Close your door from such people. Just close your ears, close your door, and God will continue to direct your path. He will direct your path. If you make a move, your direction, the rest is for the Lord. So use your body. Get up, dress up, and write those things down and become productive to your nation, to your community, to yourself, to your family, to your children, and be leave a good legacy behind when you pass away someday. May the Lord bless you and prosper you. May the Lord bless you and the country you are in. May the Lord bless you and bless your land. May the Lord bless your going out and your coming in the name of Jesus. I declare the favor of the Lord to go before you, whatever you are about to do. You have talent and the Lord wants to bless it. Get up, pick up your mat and walk, and the Lord will leave you. He is our light. He will go before us and make every crooked way straight. He is the Lord our favor. He is the Lord our provider. El Shaddai, he is more than sufficient for us. If we make a move, he will bless us. He is able to cause the wicked to give their money to you. That is what he is. They will favor you before they think they don't like you. Before they think that they don't like you and they have made a mistake for giving you help, the Lord will cause them to do it. So make a move, pick up your mat, and walk. May the Lord bless you. And my name is Rose Nabia. If you want to follow us, we are on blogtalkradio.com/Rose Nabia. And you can visit our website, www.dzwm.org. And also every Friday on Sankofa Radio from 3 p.m. Eastern Time. On Sankofa Radio, we do health and the Word of God interchangeably. So this Friday is going to be a health. The next Friday will be a Word of God. So that is how it is that we're doing in our ministry. So be part of it. Join us on facebook.com/dzwm.org. We are a faith-based nonprofit organization. And so may the Lord bless you. Be a part of us. Keep up to date with us. And on the second Sunday of March, which is next 2 weeks, our first broadcast in Comcast Channel 24 will start at 4:30 p.m. the Sunday evening. So my friends in Atlanta, now you can watch it. If you are not even in Atlanta and want to watch it online, just go to peoplestv.org at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Keep up with us on Facebook, where we'll be posting our schedules and our media and what we are doing and where you can reach us. Send us email for any comments, anything. If you want to encourage us, if you are praying for us, let us know. May the Lord bless you richly. May the Lord richly bless you and touch you wherever you are. May the Spirit of the Lord cause you to know this revelation that it is time we act on the word to glorify our Father who is in heaven. Amen and amen. God bless you.